Well, it's time. You're about ready to click on this video to look and see how to start this personal development journey. I'll show you exactly what to do. And don't worry, it's nice, gentle steps, and they really work. Watch closely. Maybe it's time. Something's happened, or an experience has happened to you, or maybe you just finally are deciding, you know what? I gotta get started on my personal development. But where do you start? You know, there's lots of suggestions out there, and for every friend you ask of where you should start, they're probably gonna give you a different opinion. Well, allow me to be your mentor right now and to give you some guidance of where I'm gonna suggest that you start your personal development. Now, your life has many different areas. There's relationships, there's your experience with money, with time, with food, there's fitness, there's your how things are in order at home, there's education. I mean, we could just keep going and going of all the different topics or in different areas of your life that you could look at. But when you get started in personal development, you want to take it nice and slow, and so that you can literally learn the process of personal development. So my suggestion is pick one area of your life that you would like to have it improve. And when you go to look at what it is that you would like to have improve, let's choose some small steps, some small goals. I think something that is really, really quite sad in the personal development world is when somebody starts, they get overwhelmed, and then they quit. That's not going to do any good. So step number one, select an area of your life to improve. Step number two, write down why you want to improve it. What is it about this area of your life that you would want it to improve? The why. This is going to be the motivating factor all the way through this experience. If we don't know why we want it to improve, we'll lose motivation sooner or later. After you write it down, post this where you can see it often. Now, I suggest that you put it on your bathroom mirror. You know, this is the reason why, and this is the area of your life that you'd like to improve. When we claim this by writing it down, and we also claim it by posting it on our mirror or on the fridge, or maybe it's in our office up on the wall, when we claim it, we begin to activate our mind to be interested in taking action steps to make it happen. Step number four, brainstorm ideas by yourself of what it would take to accomplish this. And just be totally playful with this, totally playful. When I do this, or when I'm mentoring an individual to start, I like to suggest to them, come up with 20 ideas of what you could do to accomplish this. And any idea is a good idea. Now, you may be a little bit of a perfectionist, and you might sit there with your pen or your fingers on the keyboard waiting for the perfect ideas to come to you. Yeah, that's a guaranteed stopper right there. Don't look for the perfect step to take. Just get a bunch of ideas out on paper. And if when you start to do this list of ideas on paper and you get stuck with just a few of, you know, only a few of them come out, well, get up and go do something for a little bit and come back and see what other ideas come to you. Don't make this really super serious and super complicated. When you're getting into it and you're starting, be really gentle with yourself. Allow this new experience to be a good experience. No pressure, because you're learning how to do this. Step number five, take one small step in the direction of the area of your life that you want to improve each day. Just one small step, one small action. And that can come from the list that you made. Now, because you're working off of your own ideas and you're taking these one small steps, you probably are going to begin to learn that you need some other advice. So you find a role model. Who is it that has accomplished what it is that you're setting out to accomplish? Role models are awesome. There's somebody who's in front of you who's already done it. Now, you may think, oh, this is going to be difficult to find this person. It's actually not. As soon as you start to tell people what your goal is or what you're wanting to accomplish, And then you ask them, who do you know who has already done this before? People know people who know people. And it's crazy how fast it is. It's really, really, actually really neat how fast you can find somebody who's actually already done this before. So this is not a do it alone and do it by yourself experience. It is an important part of personal development is to find a role model. Now, the ideas that you came up with on number four, you're brainstorming all these ideas, they're only going to get you so far. That's why step six is to have a role model, somebody to look up to and to literally get advice from, because they've been there. They've done it before. And this is a guarantee that you're going to make it because they have made it themselves. You see, personal development doesn't mean you do it all just yourself. Personal development means you're ready to work on yourself. It doesn't mean do it alone. So number seven, track your progress, track your journey. Keep a journal. You know, at the end of every day, write down some thoughts and some feelings about what has happened during the day in the pursuit of improvement. Because if you track what you've been doing, you're going to keep yourself very aware and conscious of the progress that you've been making. And of course, anytime you have any success along the way, be sure to write that in your journal. Because I don't think the only success is when you finally arrive, but along the way, there's some small changes you'll make. And there's some successes that you'll see that you'll have because of the difference that you're going to feel and the different way you can be with people. It's really cool. You're going to have successes along the way. Number eight, to add to the experience, I would highly suggest to listen to motivational music. Whatever that might be for you, what is motivating to you? Because music moves your personal energy. And sometimes when we get stuck in thinking or stuck in our motivation, music can unlock us to take more effort. But a person who listens to motivational music in the morning has a lot higher chance of being accomplished that day than somebody who doesn't listen to motivational music. And you might want to check the lyrics and make sure that they are good and positive to listen to. Sometimes there's good, fun songs, but the lyrics are actually talking about failure and falling apart and terrible relationships. So check the lyrics. Make sure they're good for you to listen to. Number nine, another guarantee that you're going to make it to that destination of what you want to improve, eat something healthy. Just add something to your life, something good. You know how mom always said, eat your vegetables? Yep, eat your vegetables. It helps you think better, helps you process your thoughts better. It actually helps you make better decisions. So eat something healthy. And number 10, don't stop until you get there. Really, if you ever run into a roadblock or something feels like it's causing you to feel stopped, reach out to the people around you. People love to help and support those who are going for improvement. They really do. And they're really smart. They've got all the answers. They just wish they would get started. You probably will inspire people along the way. But when you ask for ideas and suggestions from others, notice that they're pretty in tune to what it takes to get there. You'll make it, but don't stop until you make it. So in this experience of reaching your goals and going for your goals, just know that three key elements is here for you. We love setting goals and reaching our goals. And we love training and sharing ideas and the insights of how the mind works so that you can find the shortcuts and that you can actually arrive to that destination. Hey, it's Kirk Duncan here, and thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast. If you'd like to see the full video of this training, in the description below, you will see the link that will take you to the video to be able to see my slides, the pictures, the diagrams, everything that was going on during this training. So go check out that link, go watch it, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Awesome.